I get the opportunity to spend a half hour with the management and sometimes staff of the city of Bartlesville, and I get the opportunity to spend time this morning with Chief Financial Officer, Acting City Manager Mike Bailey. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you doing?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It was a toasty weekend for the beginning of OKM, for
it
a
was.
Concert for the Midlife Crisis Band, and a few other things going on around the weekend.
Unseasonably warm, I'm afraid.
Well, no, unfortunately for me, I could consider it seasonably warm. Sunfest weekend, I mean, I can track this. It was, you know, usually fairly cool, often rainy, but usually cool. But I've been out there for too many of the Friday opening ceremonies of OK Mozart on the concrete, on the blacktop of the community center. And that was the first hot day, typically, of the summer with the heat reflecting back off of that blacktop.
Well, and I didn't get to make it to the opening ceremonies, but I hear that the Silver Lake area was absolutely beautiful.
It was my first time out there for an event. Obviously, it was the beginnings of Bartlesville, the former amusement park and everything else. But
very famous through Bartlesville's history. Of course, very few of us today get to see it, so it was quite an event.
From talking to Pam, the owner or at least operator of the fields there, I got the impression, I didn't actually use these words, but got the impression it's the first of several she would like to have out there.
That would be great. It truly is deeply rooted in Bartlesville's history. I know that if the city manager, Ed Gordon, was here, he would talk about swimming in that lake as a child. I'm not sure if he was supposed to, but...
I don't know. I know that's no longer a swimming spot because two people died out there. Spring-fed lake, kind of cold weather. Yeah. Cold water, you can get a temperature gradient from pleasant to...
chilly.
Yeah.
Well, it was a great weekend. Had a lot of festivals. Had a lot of bands and some music in town.
Yeah.
Also had the memorial ceremony for Apollo.
That was well attended, I understand.
Well attended, and certainly he will be missed. Monday before this Monday, the council actually announced the retirement of our existing canine force, and of course Apollo was on that. It was intended that Apollo would be retired and that he would go to live with his handler and owner, Troy. Unfortunately, as we all know, that Apollo didn't make it, so we're sad to see him go. But we were happy, not necessarily happy to see Diesel retired, but if you've seen Diesel, the other canine, he is one of the happiest dogs on the planet. And I know that he and Officer Ward will spend many years together. So.
Having attended several of the demonstrations of our canine force over the years, it's nice to see that they're not chasing me.
Yes. Terry and I, in fact, have very many memories of Apollo. He always featured in our Leadership Bartlesville Day when we would do city government. And Apollo was, we'd bring out the bite suit and the class would vote for who they wanted to have Apollo attack. It was always entertaining. Sometimes we may have had a hand in choosing a few of the people along the years.
Yeah, Apollo was a very intimidating dog. So barking with the bite suit on, everybody took a step back and kind of breathed a sigh of relief that they weren't in that dog suit.
Well, and I have to tell you, whether you intended to run or not, once they let him loose, you ran.
Oh, yeah. I don't care if you think dogs are the friendliest creatures on earth. You see that coming at you, you run.
That's it.
You know.
Jason Munninger, who works for me, he had the experience during his Leadership Bartlesville class, and he got a little geeked up on adrenaline and actually kind of overran the area he was supposed to run because he was running so fast and had to slow down rather than risk being tackled in a big mud puddle by Apollo. So it was
because you're going down. There's just a matter of where are you going down at.
You're not going to outrun him. You're not going to get away. But we will certainly miss Apollo, and we hope that one of the new dogs that are coming in, of course, we've got three new canines coming in, and have three canine officers, three new canine officers as well. Yeah, so we're excited about that, but we will certainly miss Apollo.
Is there a timeline you can talk about yet on the acquisition of those new officers?
The canines are, we had a little bit
they're
of a...
They're in training, as I recall.
They are, and I believe they're close. I wouldn't be able to speak to exactly when they'll come online. Unfortunately, we had purchased some dogs from a different trainer. Those dogs didn't develop right, so we weren't able to take those. So we had to take a little different track. So we're a little farther behind where we thought we would be. But my understanding is those dogs are training well, and that they'll be a welcome addition to the force.
Excellent.
So we're all excited about it. But so, well, and speaking of saying goodbye,
of retirement, I see a police chief.
That's right. We've got a number of retirements coming up the city of Bartlesville. Of course, we've announced Tom Holland's pending retirement, but the city manager Ed Gordon has also announced his retirement, and it is his intention to retire August 1st. So his last day will likely be July 31st. And certainly Ed has been a fixture at City Hall and at the city of Bartlesville. For the three of us, a mentor and a city manager, a boss, a leader, we will very much miss him. He's worked at the city for 27 years. He started, I believe, in the wastewater department, if I'm not mistaken. He served in wastewater and as public works director, but he's been the city manager since 2006.
Mm-hmm.
So he is a longtime servant of the city of Bartlesville, and we will certainly miss him. Now his wife actually
also retiring.
Yeah, actually she is retired, and we'll probably miss her more than him. She was
nothing personal.
No, nothing personal. But we all love Janie to death, and her absence has already been felt. She was Lisa's assistant for how long was that? 16 years, Lisa. 16 years. So, but both of them will be missed. There's quite a change coming to the city of Bartlesville with the absence of Janie and Ed, and soon to be Tom as well. So it'll be a little bit different place here not too long.
And the council has engaged a search firm as far as casting a wide net for a new chief of police.
Yes, we did do that. We started that started about a week ago, mm-hmm. A little over a week. We put together a brochure and put it out, and I think we're going to get some great candidates. We've gotten some feedback. I've kind of been meeting with some of the people in the community who interact with the police department, met with the district attorney. I'll meet with some of the judges and just get their feedback on the police department before we make that decision.
And so I'm sure there are some local names that could be mentioned as possible candidates as well.
Absolutely. There have been several that, of course, out of these conversations that everyone has their favorites, but I've received three or four recommendations already, and we haven't even started soliciting yet. So there's certainly a lot of interest in this position, and the police chief's position is a critical position in the city of Bartlesville. That's one of the most important roles.
One of three that by charter are hired by the council.
The chief of police is actually hired by the city manager. The city man, the council hires the city manager, the treasurer, the judge, and that was probably what you're thinking of.
Yeah.
It's actually the municipal court judge,
right.
And then the city attorney. So
okay.
the chief of police is hired by the city manager.
My bad.
Certainly a very critical position, and one that I'll make sure and inform the council as we move forward. I know they will certainly have an interest in it. And we've got some things going on around town, Charlie.
Yes, we do.
Out on Adams, I suspect most people have noticed the signs. If you're wondering what those are, and this would be Adams west of Highway 75 and east of the Caney River Bridge, there are some signs out there. That's actually an Oklahoma Department of Transportation project that's set to start. It's a highway guardrail project. So they're going to be coming in and replacing a lot of those guardrails in that area. It consists of the guardrail replacement at US 75 and Adams Boulevard overpass, as well as along the north side of Adams near Lee Lake, and then both the north and south side of Adams Boulevard where the Pathfinder pedestrian tunnel crosses Adams. So all of those areas, they will be coming in replacing those. There will be temporary lane closures, and in fact, during a portion of it, we will actually have to close, I believe it is the northbound US 75 traffic. We'll have to close the clover leaf ramp that comes in into that area. So,
and as I recall, the release from Kelly last week, the city will pass along as much advance notice as possible.
We will.
When that particular act occurs.
And that's we'll as soon as we know when ODOT will be in that area, we will certainly let the citizens know so that they can avoid it. One of the other areas is that for a few days, the pedestrian tunnel at Adams Boulevard west of Silver Lake, it'll have to be closed for the walker safety. So.
And of course, that's an ODOT project. You're not at the reins.
That's certainly not our project, but we always try to stay informed and to keep the citizens informed as well.
I think Kelly said they will work west to east, so likely they will start somewhere around Quapaw and move their way west.
Yeah,
east.
That's the plan at this time. It is subject to change, as you well know, Charlie.
That's the nature of plans in general.
That's right. Those things can change. And Charlie, last week Sooner Pool was closed. Unfortunately, we'd had a lightning strike, and there is a very old pump. As you can imagine, on a 40-year-old pool, we have 40-year-old parts. Had some difficulties getting parts for that pump. We were finally able to repair and replace that. It was good enough to get the pool open, but we're going to have to do some more extensive repairs to completely replace that pump. But for now, the pool is open, and it is functioning, so we're...
Having dealt with lightning and broadcast equipment, when you think it's just one part and you find out it's a whole rack full of stuff.
You are entirely correct. And unfortunately, on a pump of that nature, once you open them, you have to have all of the seal kit to put it back together, and they no longer make that. So we had to scab one back together, and again, it's a little more than a bead of caulking, unfortunately, when you're dealing with a large, a 21-horse motor, I think, and very high capacity pump. So, but it is open. That's the good news. It's going to be an expensive fix, and we'll figure out a way to do it. We always do.
Yes, sir.
And speaking of expenses, the council adopted the budget last, I guess it would have been a week ago. Mm-hmm. We had our big budget meeting, had a public hearing. No citizens to be heard during that, which I always take as a comforting sign. Usually, if people are unhappy, they show up. If they're happy, they generally stay home and watch on TV. So we didn't have anybody speak, so we're going to assume that everyone is happy with the proposed budget. That was both the operating and the capital budget, and some of the bigger items that were included in the budget. There was some personnel increases. The personnel increases were between 1% and 3.5%, depending on the employee's performance. So that was built into the budget. There were also some rate increases. One of those is the water and wastewater. And for anybody who's been paying attention over the last several years, Terry actually oversaw a rate study, what was that, 3-4 years ago? He's frowning like he didn't oversee it.
My recollection of that project was much different, I think, than yours.
Is oversee too strong of a word? Terry participated in it.
That's city engineer work. He doesn't know anything about that.
But we have done a rate increase study, and the purpose of that, of course, was to fund not only fund the operations, but also the upcoming large capital projects. Those capital projects are mainly dealing with water supply. I think both of them are, aren't they, Terry?
Yeah, water supply and wastewater.
And
but
the wastewater plant as well.
Wastewater, we're looking at doing some major capital improvements to the wastewater treatment plant. The current plant's at its current as at capacity. So we are looking at roughly around a $50 million investment to upgrade that facility, which some parts are roughly 60 years old. So the plant has served its purpose, but now we need to go in and do a renovation and expansion of it to take care of us for the next 40, 50 plus years.
So that was the council created a phased rate increase plan that covered 5 years. We are now in year 3 of that. So that resulted in about a 7% increase for most utility customers, which for their average utility bill, they should see about a $4 a month increase for that. But again, necessary as we move forward with all of these very large capital projects that are necessary to meet the infrastructure needs for the city of Bartlesville. One of the other fees that we have is a street light and mosquito spray, and that is a fee that falls on utility bills. Mm-hmm. And it currently is $1.35 a month. The cost of providing those services has increased, as you can imagine, over time. So we've increased that about 35 cents a month. So that'll be a little over $4 a year that the average utility customer should see.
So like that's something, again, that's just kind of built into the system, right?
Yeah, it is. This is so you see it as part of your utility bill on there. Mm-hmm. And so about a 25% rate increase. It is a small fee, but certainly very necessary to provide mosquito spray at this time of year in particular. And then, of course, this also pays for all the street lighting fees throughout town.
I got the weekly report on lake levels, and Lake Hudson sitting right now at 97.6%. So we're in pretty good shape there. And as we look at Hula, actually above the normal reading a little bit, 116.1% of capacity. So we're doing well there as far as reserves.
That's
as
right.
We enter into the hottest part of the summer.
Well, and Terry can talk more about this, but he has changed the lake management strategy a little bit, and we use more water out of the river than we have in the past. And
well, we have, and really from a rainfall perspective, we're behind almost, or we're about
exactly
half of the normal rain that we typically see up to this point of year. But we have changed some of the management practices in that we use the Caney River as a primary source instead of the lakes. And we supplement water with the lakes through there. So that's really helped us to preserve both Hula and Hudson Lake and to keep those levels up right at normal or above normal perspective there. So we're working on some different treatment strategies for the river during the summer when we start getting algae growth and some taste and odor type of compounds that get into the water. And so we've actually started a system last week that's going to help alleviate that. But that's our long-term plan, is to utilize the river, and we're moving forward with water reuse, which is going to take treated wastewater and pump it upstream on the Caney River, reintroduce it to the river, and then we'll pull it back in and treat it and send it for customers for potable use. But the river is really going to be, I think, in the future, one of the main sources of water for us, and so we're working on some things to see how that treatment goes during the summer and during different problematic areas as far as the quality goes, so that once we get the water reuse system up and moving, which we're probably about 2 years away, that we have everything in place to really turn the switch and use that as it's intended.
And this is, as you can see, like Terry said, there is we're down on rainfall but up in the lake, so mm-hmm. clearly this lake management practice is working and should help to extend the viability of Hula and ultimately Copan, assuming everything goes well through our negotiations with the Corps of Engineers, so that we have a supply of water well into Bartlesville's
future. Which the Senate recently took some action moving forward, not to pass it yet, but moving out of committee. Senator Langford reported that last week, I think it was.
Yep, that it came out of committee, and I assume the next step on that would be to be heard on the full Senate floor, ultimately would go to the House, and included in that, it's essentially, it's not the word of bill, but it's the new version of that is what we were told. I don't know that.
Yeah, and I'm not sure the acronym that they use it for,
sure,
but
I have reported it, but I don't have it instant recall, so yeah.
Yeah, but it in essence gives us a favorable price for Copan water, so we're looking to utilize any and all water sources, and so Copan definitely is one of those sources that has water available and that we're looking to tap, so that if there is a need because of drought or other circumstances, then we have that available.
Yeah, very, very important for our future, Charlie. So one of our other fees that we implemented, Charlie, was a court technology fee.
Mm-hmm.
Most people will not see that because it is court cost, so it's... It will be due and payable on when you have a citation.
One that would go through municipal court.
That's right. So if you come to municipal court or if you get a ticket and come in to pay it, then this will be included as part of that. Technology throughout our organization is continuing to grow as far as the needs for it. The court system is long overdue for an upgrade, and so we've got that scheduled in the next year, and this will help to pay not only for the upgrade but for ongoing maintenance of all of that. And last thing I wanted to cover on the budget, Charlie, was the stabilization reserve. As you know, several years ago, the City Council established by ordinance a mandatory stabilization reserve, which if you're familiar with state lingo, they refer to it as the rainy day fund.
Which is actually constitutional reserve fund
is
the official title.
That's right. And it functions very similar to that. It's in good shape. Once again, we've continued the progress with that, and we plan to transfer about $750,000 into it this year. And the total balance in there will be about $6.7 million. This is great news. When the Great Recession hit, the city's available reserves, they got down to 1 or 2% of operating expenditures. This will put us up to 18% in most of our operating segments, and in sanitation we'll actually be at 19%. Sanitation water will be at 19%. So progress continues to be made on that. The goal ultimately is to have 35% of our operating expenditures set aside in a savings account. So we're well on our way to that. But obviously, we've got a number of years before we're going to get there, but progress continues to be made. And we've got our last sales tax check for the state of Oklahoma for this fiscal year, so we're finally able to sit back and look at that and see how all of that went. We received $18.5 million in sales tax. We were expecting to receive about 18.4. Now that $18.5 million is before we deduct out the amount that is being paid over to the Silver Lake Villages as part of that incentive. Well, I say it's an incentive. This was actually some of the sales tax. 50% of the sales tax generated at the new site has to be set aside in a reserve. And then that will probably return to the city of Bartlesville. But it depends on how the debt service works on that TIF district. So there's about $18.3 million is what we actually received once you deduct those out. So a little less than 1% up for the year. Not quite what we had hoped for, but luckily it showed some great signs of recovering towards the end of the year. We started out the year with some bad months, but we have finished with, I believe it's about 4 of the last 6 showed increases over the previous year. So it looks like things may have started to turn around with sales tax. And the new center is doing very well. So mm-hmm. Despite the fact that we have to set some of that aside in a reserve, it's been a great addition to our sales tax base. Well, with that, we've brought Lisa Beeman and Terry Lawrence in here with us. And of course, Lisa is community development director, park planner, a lot of other things. As you know, we all wear a few hats around here.
Volunteer for local events.
That's right. Apparently part-time bartender, which I wasn't aware of.
I didn't know. I was talking about Saturday out at Country Fest. But
I was driving the taxi.
Oh, driving a taxi, bartender. She does a little bit of everything.
I can do it all.
We've also got Terry Lawrenson here with us, you have already heard from. But the two of them are the staff liaisons for the Tower Green Design Committee. And that committee has now met. The project's underway a little bit, so I wanted them to spend a little bit of time updating the public. I know that there's a big public input meeting that I thought the two of them could talk about, as well as all of the great things that the committee is doing and the progress and the plan as they see it. So I'll turn it over to these two.
All right.
I'm known for taking Terry's mic from him, so let me do that right now.
That's okay. I'll pass mine over to Mike, so okay. Mike can give his to Terry.
Everybody shift right.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, the council passed a resolution establishing a design committee, and so that design committee was formed and held its first meeting in May, and is actually getting ready. Then we're on this Thursday on June 14th at 5:00 p.m. at the Bartlesville Community Center in the Community Hall. The design committee is holding a public input session and encourages and invites the public to come and share their ideas and thoughts and concerns on the design and the use and the development of this green space, this community gathering space. And so that will be an important element in moving forward with creating a final design for this space, which is the responsibility of the Tower Green Design Committee.
So the meeting, Lisa, they'll have their normal mm-hmm. their normal meeting, but we don't expect it to last very long.
Just a few minutes,
and
actually.
And then they will move into actually having the public input. So the main point of this meeting will be to gather public input, and we're hopeful we'll get great attendance.
Yes.
You all have conducted things like this in the past. I believe you had a word for it, a charrette.
No, that's later. The shred
that's later.
Is later.
Yes. Okay.
Actually, Scott Ambler of Ambler Architects and Bauck, who is also associated with the Price Tower, and Bauck Callaghan, who is with the community center, will be facilitating the public input. And so it starts at 5. It'll go till 6:30, so you don't have to be there promptly at 5 o'clock. Please stop by on your way home from work. Encourage everybody to come and share their ideas and their concerns so that those can be included by the committee when they are working on the design.
Yeah, now, Lisa, on the Tower Green, tell us where kind of, if people are not real familiar with that, where kind of is that area slated for this this project?
Well, the Tower Green was one of our approved bond projects. It's roughly $1.7 million in total. And it will be actually constructed on 6th Street, which would be closed. It's the street that is south of the Price Tower and north of the community center. So it's just actually just that portion of 6th Street that lies between Dewey and Osage.
Kind of adjacent to the Big 66.
Yes, yep. Right, exactly. And so how that gathering space, which we kind of referred to it as the Bartlesville's mini Guthrie Green, sort of in terms of kind of what the concept was, but how that actually gets planned and designed and what types of programs and activities the public sees happening there, getting that information from the public is critical at this point before we move forward. It's very, very important that the public weighs in. We do want to know their concerns and their thoughts and their ideas so that when we when the committee finishes their design, that it will reflect that and then move toward development. So we think that, Terry, what are you thinking, that maybe the design will be completed by the committee and turned into the council by the first to middle of October, I think. And then we go into construction at that point, which probably would take, what, about a year?
Yeah, I think we'll get the concept to council. And then if council approves that, then they'll do the actual detailed design to get the documents ready for construction, which will probably take 6 months, and then construction will probably last, I'm guessing, a year, but it really depends on what elements go into this this area will kind of drive the time frame for it.
Yeah.
And this will be tied in with a project that we have existing today, which is the west, or how's it referenced, east downtown drainage project.
Yeah, the east downtown drainage project. So we do have a concurrent project that's not associated with the this Tower Green or the Bartlesville Green project that will rehab the drainage really almost from the river up, and it kind of meanders through downtown and goes next to Price Tower, and then ultimately it's going to end there roughly where the Tower Green project will be at. But that project is underway. The design's underway currently, and that design will be finished here in the next couple months. And so as we start to learn and the vision for the Tower Green shapes up, we'll look at how do we integrate those two to ensure that that's only tore up once.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Let's do that once. So in broad strokes, can you guys talk about what sort of the vision for the Tower Green was? I mean, what is the concept for somebody who's hearing about this project for the very first time? What's it supposed to be?
The Tower Green really came out of the original downtown redevelopment plan, which was completed by the community, by the city, in 2004. And it called for, I guess historically, that area around the community center has kind of been a gathering space unofficially over years, especially the opening of OK Mozart has been held there so many times. And Charlie, as you said, it was always hot. You're on the concrete or the asphalt. So that has traditionally kind of been a gathering space for downtown.
And back in the late 90s, it was City Hall right there.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. So, and we've got the library there, the community center, Tower, Price Tower. And so the 2004 downtown redevelopment plan had identified that space as part of the arts district for downtown. And as we have implemented that plan over the last 10 plus years, you can see where certain things have happened in that area to try to further the concept of an arts district. So this is all part of that implementation of that continuing plan to pull together arts and entertainment into the downtown area.
Well, we're excited to see how this turns out, Charlie. Obviously there are a lot of unanswered questions, and the sort of the The plan for it is very broad at this point in time because it truly was intended to be a public gathering space. And so the intent is to gather as much public input as possible. And one more time, Lisa, what's the date, time, and details for that meeting so we get as many people there as possible?
Thursday night, June 14th, so it's this Thursday, 5 o'clock p.m. at the Bartlesville Community Center in the Community Hall. Please, please stop by.
And if you're a little late, don't worry about it. We want you there.
Please, So drop by.
Thank you very much, one and all.
All right. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
Are you getting married? Get the gift of life insurance. Call Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5460.